The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Poodle McNoodle and the Hara Hotel and all this. Like,
is there anything you can do to help him, like, solve this? Like, can you bring in a week worth of fatty on, like, a USB or something?
I suggested that. I go, I can bring you, like, maybe I'll try that next time. I can bring you a flash drive of podcasts. And he goes, oh, maybe I don't need to. I'll look into that. He goes, I don't know if I'm allowed to bring that in. I go, cut to. I go, they're all Afterthought Media podcasts.
Cut to, you force him to Patreon subscribe?
He's already a Patreon subscriber.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you owe it to him.
Yeah. And he laughed. And then I go, he goes, what's Afterthought Media? Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Poodle McNoodle and the Hara Hotel.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3808 of the BFO for the 9th of September 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna try to catch up on all the voice letters, Big Fatty. Poon Stars, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, you Poon Stars today, because y'all, Big Fatty is over at the Metropolitan Demon Complex for the inappropriate pool party out there by the old cement pond, y'all. And I just thought I'd let you know who is on the schedule to appear this weekend. Maybe you can go over and goggle them and touch yourself inappropriately. Y'all, the first one is Alicio Vega, Big Fatty. Then there's Rio Grande and Holden Two Dicks, Big Fatty. That is not his name. Well, I think that's his performance name. But that's T-E-W-D-I-X. There's Sean Knight, S-E-A-N, and Michael Roman. Y'all, he's delicious. Just delicious. And then, of course, our host, Maverick, will be there. And Big Fatty will be running his mouth the whole weekend. Big Fatty Vulgar. And talking about all the vulgarness. And so, y'all, I'll have a full report for you on Monday, about how the shenanigans went. Y'all, there's rumor. There's been rumor that Durwood and Young Nicholas might be coming over for the remainder of the weekend. Big Fatty. So, y'all, we'll report on that, too. But, y'all, before I start playing the voice letters, let's do this.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say two, anniversariums. Y'all, the first one's today. Y'all met one person from each of these couples. Y'all, the first one, y'all met him out there in Lost Wages. He's been to Pride 48 in Nolens. Y'all, he's been to the Metropolis and the Metropolis. And he has stayed overnight at the villa. Y'all, if you've met him, you love him. Y'all, also known as Smoking Hot Joe. Y'all, it is Joe Zubia and his husband's anniversary. Very big anyway, y'all. Joe Zubia and his husband. We do. And y'all, then on Saturday, I've met one of these two as well. out there and lost wages. Y'all brings all the crickets to the yard, and y'all has his little show with his husband, the Denims. Y'all, I'm talking about David, that blue jeans guy, and Mr. Green Jeans, Paul. Wish him happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 9th of September, y'all, it's a very potent celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person, I've met this person in San Francisco at several of my meet and greets, I believe, if I've got that correct. He was responsible for bringing the Howdy Do Pancake Boys to one of my meet and greets. I think we were at the Cock. Maybe it was the Cock. But I don't 100% remember if that's correct or not. I'm sure I'll get an e-letter. Big Fatty, if he hadn't unsubscribed. But y'all, he's also come to the Pride 48 several times out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, one of the kindest people that you will ever meet. Y'all lives out there in the sack of tomatoes, or at least the last I heard, he lived in the sack of tomatoes out there in the California, Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Larkin. Big Daddy, we love Larkin. It's true, we do love Larkin. So y'all, if you see Larkin on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Big Matty from Chubbs Gone Wild and the Big Nick Show. I just wanted to say hello, and I adore you, and all good things to you, but I have a hidden message, a very special message. And that special message, I would love to have you play this message to Mr. Lurie Dean, because I know he listens to your show. He doesn't listen to any of mine, but that's okay. Maybe he shouldn't. But he listens to you. And therefore, I want to say, hello, Lurie Dean. You are loved. And thank you for being one of my besties. Anyway, I hope that you are having a wonderful, wonderful time getting ready for holiday decorations, because it is that time. Anyway, pumpkin spice lattes. Love you all. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Matt Burlingame from all those. Y'all, he's got 100 shows. He's as bad as that Joe Patan, so that's 100 shows. Matt, y'all have met Matt in person out there in the Lost Wages. And y'all, just a sweetheart, and y'all, he's in on that group that's always seeing the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, with that Michael Sage and old Digga and me, and every once in a while the Tato stick his nose in there, and the and Miss Bacon, and did I say Digga? I think I did. anyway, Matt, thank you so much for the call. And Lori Warbucks, you know, there's only one reason Lori Warbucks listens to the BFO, and that's to get the cheese report. Oh, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, Scotty Rossi Butler, and it's a beautiful winter's evening here in Harvey Bay. As you can tell, there's quite a few noisy lorikeets or parrots or something nesting in the park just here. I'm having a lovely gentle stroll with Alan and Roxy and my mum, and I should probably ring Adam Burns because he hates nature. Anyway, love your work, Big Fatty. Thank you for all your podcasting. I'm having fish and chips for dinner.
Gussie, Big Fatty, y'all, that is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Scotty, do you get pooped on when you're walking under all those John Larroquettes and I don't know. I would think that I'd wear a hat. Maybe wear a hat. anyway, but yeah, you're right. The old Cricket Hat, you know, he wears a hat. He doesn't like the nature. It's unbelievable. Unless there's a Pokemon bird or thing that he can go catch. No, put me on the couch, bitch. Fatty. Scotty, I hope the spring has already sprung there. That happened on the 1st of September, but y'all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I am dying. I have the plague, but I actually went into a CVS the other day and continued my mission to put them out of business. I got two different types of bottles of vitamins. The man, young adult, male genius, got two things of deodorant. I got a 1,000-count package of cotton swabs. I got your gay crema card. Got a bottle of 7th-generation mango spray cleaner, and I also got two bags of the mini Starbursts that are just fucking amazing. All right, so after the coupons that I had, my total was $38.57, but I had returned a couple of items that I had previously purchased that they gave me the full price for them, even though I got them for a song. So when push came to shove, I ended up paying out of pocket $9.66. And like I said, after my coupons, my subtotal was $38.57. So I hope all is well. And in a matter of just a few days, the boy genius will be 20. God help us all. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And once again, you're putting them out of business. Y'all, in fact, she sent me something else here that says she went shopping again. She purchased 9 items totaling $87.43. And then she redeemed $54.43, so she only spent $33 on an $87 bill. So, Princess Anna, you're doing well. And yes, you're right. The boy genius, he turned 20. I couldn't remember if it was 20 or 21, but that was on Tuesday of this week. So, Princess Anna, and I've never heard of these, what did you call them? The Starburst Minis? I've never heard of those. So I hear they're fucking amazing. Beep! Fatty.
To the port.
Big Fatty.
Ours is $4 more, and we get to choose what time we leave and what time we get there.
It's Scotty.
We don't have to be around all those other people.
You're Aussie Bella. And I'm listening to your little show talking about the cruise, and it sounds totally deluxe, turning left when you get on the plane. That's outrageous. But I guess now Dr. Stone is going that you have to go, you know, upgraded first class. He does own a condominium after all. Anyway, it sounds like you've organized this whole entire trip for like all of your friends. And well, I haven't heard this yet on Adam's show, and he will never hear this, of course, but I suspect maybe you could give Adam some tips on how to organise a holiday. I mean, I know he is going to become a travel agent, but you seem to be doing a mighty fine job. Bye. Hope you're having fun.
Yeah, because y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie Battler. And, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and such kind words. And you're correct. I did... a great deal of the planning and everything. However, I did use the expert services of Joan. You know, Joan is my travel agent. I've been using Joan for years, 30 years or more. And y'all, speaking of that, one thing I hadn't heard anyone who uses a travel agent say, and may, you know, it's really none of my business, but y'all, we all took up a collection for Joan, and y'all, I saw on the inner tubes, y'all, if you go on the inner tubes, you find all kinds of things, but y'all, I saw that you could put your picture on there and put it on a credit card, a gift card, for the Visa, and so y'all, the picture of all, the group of us in front of the Coliseum, y'all had that put on the credit card and put it in, and I'd gotten a card for everyone to sign, and I've put that in the mail to Joan, and I think she'll probably need to use some of that gift card to buy new Depends, because she's probably going to foul herself, when she sees the gift card. But y'all, it's real cute. But Scotty, I did do a lot of the planning. I will not give old Crooked Hat pointers. If you're gonna be a travel agent, you gotta learn it yourself. And I think that I like to be organized. Now, I don't have to stick to a strict schedule or anything like that, but I do like to have a few things planned out, and I like for the group to be able to participate in the things they want to participate in, and not miss out on things. So you have to plan early, or the late bird doesn't get the worm and pays double for his excursions. Scotty, I appreciate the kind remarks, and y'all, believe it or not, I am now caught up on all the voice letters. Oh, dear gussie, I'm caught up on all the voice letters. Y'all, I can't believe it. I can't believe it, Big Fatty. Neither can the people that have been waiting for more than a month. y'all, hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, The forecast is for showers, but hopefully it'll be overcast and we can get the Pwn Stars out there doing their bobo honking and humpity bumpity and Big Fatty, and you get the front row seat. Well, let's hope so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Catching Up, and Joe Batanz, what can people expect at the Hara?
Poodle McNoodle and the Hara Hotel.
Oh, yes, I would expect the Hara Hotel at the Hara Hotel. Where the hell else would it be? Maybe, we don't know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.